Dan, thanks for joining us here today to look ahead to the Caribbean Premier League.
No problem at all.
And you're obviously part of the Jamaica Talawa squad once again. Are you looking forward to this year's edition?
I really enjoyed my time with the Jamaica team last year. It was a lot of fun, and it's one of the few tournaments as a bowler that you can actually look forward to. I think the wickets helped the bowlers a lot last year, particularly spin bowlers, and so it was instead of being that sort of a passenger to some of the batting exploits that normally go on, you can actually make a real contribution. So it's exciting to go back into that environment again.
I might come back to that point you made there, Dan, about sort of the balance, but I want to sort of crack on with the CPO. You mentioned that you've been involved before last year. Do you feel that the tournament's really sort of going from strength to strength?
I think that if you talk amongst the players, there's a desire to be involved in it. And I think that's the starting point of something really good. So the guys on the international circuit are talking more and more about it and wanting to be involved. And I think the standard of the cricket and also the attraction of being in the Caribbean for a period of time is really enticing to a lot of international players.
Yeah, a lot of players put the West Indies up there as a very special place to play. Is that something that you feel?
Yeah, and you get to play as a local, which is a unique experience. To be on the right side of a Jamaican crowd or wherever you are throughout the Caribbean is something that you really enjoy. And I suppose the guys who played in the IPL have experienced that with having an Indian crowd on your side. So it's a unique thing and something that guys really enjoy.
Quite a nice experience to go around the sort of different islands and the different countries as well.
Guys have toured through the Caribbean have always spoken highly of that trip and to do the same thing, but to be part of a West Indian team or a Jamaican team is something that is pretty unique, and so far that everyone's spoken so positively about it.
And Jamaica got a pretty good record in this tournament. What about your thoughts looking ahead to this season? In a way sort of there to be shot at, but what about this season?
Well, I think, we had a strong team last year, led by the likes of Gale and Andre Russell, and I think hopefully we've only improved in the addition of Marla J. Wardner, Chris Lynn, Santoki. Those little players could be the thing that hopefully, push us over the edge. From where we were last year, we were very close, but people only remember the team that wins it, so hopefully we can, with those additions and improvements, be a better side than last year.
I mean, Chris Gayle's been with him in Bangalore. He's been hitting the ball a long way down in Somerset over here. You must be sort of relieved in a way to be on the same side as him.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough for my last sort of 4 or 5 years in T20 cricket that we've played in the same team, so I don't have to deal with bowling to him, because the last 3 balls I bowled to him in a World Cup game went for 6. So. This is an enjoyable experience, and having other people worry about having to bowl to him.
What about 2020 cricket in general, Dan? You mentioned it there that you kind of like playing in the CPL because you feel the balance is a little bit more in your favour. In general, has the balance gone too far towards the batsman, do you think?
I think it's not necessarily an advantage. I think the game is always evolving, and batsmen become more aggressive and more proficient at their art, but I think bowlers do as well. The only thing that really concerns me is I think around the size of the grounds. The grounds seem to be getting smaller and smaller, and that possibly pushes the advantage towards batsmen just slightly. I think everyone understands the game is only going to get better and better, but I don't think we want to scare bowlers off by looking around at an Eden Park and seeing a 30-metre boundary behind them. It's a little daunting.
Yeah. Talking about New Zealand now, Dan, you were involved in the World Cup. How special was that to both sort of be involved in a World Cup in your home country and also obviously to go as far as you did and get to the final?
Yeah, I think New Zealand, having experienced 2 World Cups at home, 92 and this recent one, and both teams have performed exceptionally well, but mainly just the way that the New Zealand public got behind the team, and cricket became the focal point of everything, and I think the whole country fell in love with the game or fell back in love with the game. So it was a really enjoyable time. mainly because of how well we played, but also that fan following we had, and to see the public so engaged in the New Zealand cricket team was a really fun experience.
I mean, this New Zealand team, they're playing a very exciting brand of cricket, aren't they? Must be fun to sort of both be involved with it and to watch, maybe.
Yeah, look, I think you're allowed to do that by some very good players being on that team, and I think in particular the two fast bowlers who open, Bolt and Southie, have done so much and have allowed the team to probably play in that aggressive manner. I think Brendan's the first to admit that having those quality bowlers allows him to be as aggressive as he needs to be, as attacking as he needs to be. And that's something that I think the team's really thrived on. And you look throughout that lineup, there are some really good players, and Kane Williamson and Ross Taylor obviously forging some of the best records we've got. And there's a lot of other very good players complementing all that. So when you've got that group of talented individuals, it makes it really easy.
So, sounds like there's a real sort of team ethic you speak of there, Dan. How much credit would you give to Brendan McCullum as captain, as somebody who's sort of been in the dressing room with him?
I give him a lot. I think, I've put the disclaimer in there, we're very good friends. but I think the fact that he's been able to come into the team and lead from the front, and for me as an experienced player, I've always said that I'd sort of gravitate towards someone setting an example. And if your captain's prepared to dive through hoardings and chase every ball for 90 overs of a test match, you've got no choice but to follow. And I think that those things are sort of emblematic of the way he goes about everything. And so he's got a group of guys that are prepared to follow him and do anything that he requests of them.
And obviously, it doesn't always go to plan. Dan, yesterday's ODI, England sort of racked up 400, which surprised quite a lot of people, us included at the office here. I suppose, in a way, sometimes if you're going to play sort of aggressive, exciting cricket, it's not always going to come off. And I don't know if you saw much of yesterday. Any sort of comments on the game?
No, unfortunately, I haven't seen it. So it's hard to read too much into a scoreboard. But I think you do look at a scoreboard, and Root and Butler must have played exceptionally well, because that looks pretty good when you're seeing 100 off 70 odd balls.
Yeah, no, it could be a good series, because both sides are obviously playing a similar sort of brand of cricket. New Zealand handed a debut to Mitchell Santner, sort of a young all-rounder, as a left-arm spinner. What sort of qualities has he got? Is he going to bring to the team?
Well, Mitch and I, fortunately, I played Mitch's first class debut. We're from the same province back home, so we played quite a reasonable amount of cricket together. He's going to be a very good bowler, and he's going to probably be an even better batsman. So he's the sort of guy that is learning his game a little bit. He hasn't played a huge amount of domestic cricket, but he's got a lot of talent there, and everything he does is very natural. So I think the more opportunities he gets, the better he's going to be, and he's going to be a pretty exciting all-rounder for New Zealand.
Yeah, got a few of them already. It's looking pretty good. I want to finish, Dan, by just maybe going back to how maybe you started your career. What was it about cricket that sort of reached out to you and hauled you in, so to speak?
It's a good question. I think, like probably a lot of kids, you follow your older brother. But very early on, fell in love with the game, fell in love with every aspect of it. I've always been an avid fan of the history of cricket and players that have been involved and been able to actually play for so long and I suppose in some ways get a feel for what it's been like over different eras and being able to compare yourself to players in the past. So that historical nature of the game and the statistical nature has been something that I've always really been drawn to.
Are you somebody who knows your own stats off by heart then?
I think most cricketers do. I've lost a little bit of that knowledge, but I probably know other people's better than I know mine.
Interesting. Who were your sort of idols growing up? Who were you when you were sort of getting into the game? Were you sort of trying to emulate somebody on the park, or would you sort of find your own way?
It's funny because I think some of those guys that I've tried to emulate I end up playing against. So I think from a New Zealand perspective, it was every young boy of my generation looked at Sir Richard with admiration. I really liked John Bracewell, but Steve Waugh and Shane Warne were pretty guys that are guys high up on who I used to enjoy watching and sit down and watch them play a game of cricket, and then to obviously play a lot of games against them was something that I never anticipated happening.
And if you were giving maybe one piece of advice to, you know, young cricketer just starting out out in the game, what would you tell them?
I think I've been asked this a lot, and I don't think I've ever given a good answer. look, I think it's a lot of fun, cricket, but it's also it's quite a tough environment, and just having that ability to deal with criticism and all the negative aspects of it is probably the hardest bit, because the fun bits are fun and they're easy to enjoy. It's just being able to deal with everything else that comes along.
Well, no criticism coming from here, Dan. You've been a super player for New Zealand and other teams over the years.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very, very best of luck in the Caribbean Premier League and the future. Pleasure talking to you.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Thank you.